There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hear me?
I did. I heard you.
And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need. You just say that and they show up. They come jumping out of a shrub.
Oh, cool.
No matter where you are in life, when you need the coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle.
Mm.
Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Brittany, meet Conan and Sona.
Hello.
Hey, Brittany, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Where are you coming from? Where are you in this spinning blue globe we call Earth?
I'm in chilly Buffalo, New York.
Ah, what's the weather like right now? How cold is it?
It's not. It's like in the 40s. So it could get colder. It is going to get colder, but.
Well, here in Los Angeles, if it dropped into the 40s, they would declare a national emergency.
Right.
There would be mass suicides. Brittany, thanks for joining us. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I am from Buffalo, New York. I'm a skydiving instructor.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
Wait a minute. So you are the person that's in the plane with people that never went skydiving before, and you jump out of the plane with them, or do you throw them out of the plane and watch them fall?
I'm always with them, but sometimes I'm attached and sometimes I'm not, but I'm supposed to always be with them.
Okay, so the idea is, what is that called when you're tethered to somebody? That's a tandem jump, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, which one do you prefer? Do you prefer to skydive with someone who's just flying on their own, falling on their own? Or do you prefer to be strapped to them?
I prefer when I'm just flying with someone, not strapped to them.
Right, because it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
it's a pain in the ass to have this. And is the person who's strapped to you, what are they doing? If they haven't gone skydiving before, are they losing their shit as you jump out of the plane?
It depends. Some people, yes. I took someone recently who was afraid of heights, and he was shaking and like he was freaking out. He did good, but he was freaking out. And some people are naturals at it. So that's the thing, is you don't know what you're going to get until you get out of the plane.
So you took someone who was afraid of heights. Did they understand what they had signed up for?
They did, yeah.
Okay, so they knew they were going to be getting out of the plane.
They did, yeah.
All right, it's not like you sprung it. You can't surprise someone with a sky jump like a birthday party.
No, I mean, I guess you could blindfold them, right? And they don't know.
That's true.
Maybe they're just going on an airplane ride, and then suddenly
that'd be hilarious. Yeah, if you were like, "Hey, we're surprising you. It's you're getting out of the plane now." So, wow, how did you get into this? This is amazing.
Yeah. So this is how most people get into it. I just was going to do one. I'd always wanted to do it, and I decided finally to do one. And then before I even landed, I knew that I was going to keep doing it.
This is how I feel about heroin.
Yes.
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I'll just do it once. And then before that first high even wore off, I was like, this is me for the rest of my life.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
So so you just kept doing it. So you're an adrenaline junkie.
I guess. Yeah, I don't usually use that term, but yeah.
I don't mean it in a disparaging way.
Right, right.
I mean it that you can't get enough adrenaline. You've got to have more and more and more. Yeah, that is disparaging.
Yes. Something's broken inside of me.
Something is terribly wrong deep inside you. No, you like it. You get a thrill from it.
Yeah, I seek out a lot of high adrenaline activities. Yeah.
What else do you do?
I scuba dive, which is like the opposite of skydiving.
Right.
I ride a motorcycle.
Oh.
I play roller derby.
Oh, so. Cool.
Roller derby.
Yeah.
We talked to a fan once who was into roller derby.
I know. I heard that one.
That was so you're not afraid to just lay someone out if you have to.
No, that's the whole reason to do it. Like, well, that's why you do roller derby.
I assault people regularly, and I work on, you know, comedy.
Yeah.
I'm constantly...
Imagine if you could wear skates and do it.
You know
that's
what?
That's way more fun.
Now I'm wishing that I wore skates.
It might be good for you.
Yeah, I would just go skating up to some of the writers and just tackle them when I had a problem with what they were doing. So, wow, okay. So you do all kinds of stuff that just I think other people would be scared to death to do. And this has been you your whole life, right? You weren't afraid.
Yeah, yeah. I like a challenge. I like to learn and grow. So, you know, these all fall under that umbrella.
You know, I have a question, which is, you've clearly jumped out of an airplane, I'm going to guess, thousands of times?
Over 1,000, yeah. About
over 1,000 times. Wow. Okay. So my question is, does it ever get almost boring? You know, when you do something 11,000 times, have you ever jumped out of a plane and been falling through the air towards the earth and been thinking, what am I going to have for dinner? Maybe I'll microwave that stew that's in the fridge. Maybe one more. It's good for one more night, I bet. Does it ever happen?
Sometimes on tandems it does, because they're, you know, you're just doing the same jump over and over again. But those are different too. You get excited for the person that you're with, and you get excited it's their first time, and they're always different. So I don't usually think about stew, but I'm not always as excited as, you know.
I always go to stew. I'm thinking about stew constantly.
Well, next time I am going to think about stew.
Yeah, so. You will. Next time you jump, you're going to think about stew. You don't want to get distracted, though. Does the parachute, you have to pull the cord, right?
Yes.
And do you have an altimeter that's telling you exactly when to pull the cord, or you just go by gut feel?
No, so I have one on my wrist, and then I have one in my ear also.
Okay.
That beeps.
And it beeps. And does it say, initiate, shoot? Or is it just beep?
No, but now I want one that says initiate, shoot.
They
I'm going to make thousands of dollars. Not millions, just thousands of dollars.
You know what? Thousands is, trust me, thousands
is
plenty.
Nothing.
Yeah, I would want the voice of Siri. Does anyone ever, if I said into my phone, hey Siri, tell me when I hit 1,100 feet, I wonder if Siri would be able to do that. Does it know altitude?
Because that's
what I, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to jump for the first time, not use an altimeter, and just trust that Siri will do the right thing and tell me when.
That's a good idea. I mean, you would make the news one way or another.
Trust me, if I don't make it, we have an amazing suit against Apple. That's the way I look at it. Well, my wife does, not me.
Right.
I won't be around.
You're dead.
So have you ever had, I don't want to be ghoulish, but have you ever had an issue in 1,100 jumps or over 1,000 jumps, a moment where you're like, this is a little wonky, or has it always been exactly the same?
No, they're different. They're all different, and I do different things on different jumps, but I have had a cutaway, so I have had to get... Actually, it wasn't a cutaway. Nothing came out, so I had to deploy my reserve. But
wait,
actually,
so you pulled the cord, and nothing came out?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That happens, so it happens to everyone at some point like that, and it's going to happen to me again. So we prepare for it, and we have the equipment to deal with it, and it's just part of skydiving.
So, okay, all right. Now, is that because someone packed the chute incorrectly?
So I packed it.
Well, we know that's not the problem. See, I love blaming someone so much. Sona, back me up on this. If Sona packed my parachute and I jumped out and I pulled it, even if I didn't have a reserve chute and it didn't deploy because Sona made a mistake, I would be more happy than afraid because I would know that I had the dirt on Sona.
Right.
Wouldn't I,
right.
Sona? I'd be like, I would be plummeting to my death going, I've got her.
Yes.
This is so her fault.
You're thinking of
the
last
30 seconds.
As he's falling. Yeah. And I would purposely not pack his chute correctly, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I just think that would be a mistake.
Yeah. I would pull the chute. I would pull the chute and just a bunch of Taco Bell burritos would fall out. Would come out of the chute.
That's a good way to go, though. You have a snack. And...
Well, no, they're above me. I will have no way to get to
them. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
So when that happened, it didn't freak you out. You had had enough training to know, okay, I got to cut. I've got to deploy the emergency chute.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a moment. It's a little extra adrenaline, but yeah, it was, you know, yeah. you train for it.
A little extra adrenaline. That's really nice. I love that.
Was that jump tandem? Were you with someone?
No.
Okay. I was going to say that person must have pooped.
Yeah, no, it was just me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, I think you just wouldn't tell them.
No.
It's funny. A lot of times, if there is a tandem cutaway, the passenger doesn't notice at all.
Yeah. What? I wouldn't tell them. Don't tell them. Never tell them.
Right.
You don't want to tell them after you land. Oh, but, or especially don't tell them in the air. Hey, right. Hey, what's your name again? Chad. Yeah, Chad. I think I got it covered, but the chute we were going to use isn't available. Chad?
Oh, man.
Chad, what's happening?
Chad is my husband's name.
No,
that's
it isn't.
Yeah,
is
I swear
it?
To God. I swear
You're
to God.
You're kidding. I just made up a name. That's insane.
That's crazy.
I swear to God, I did not know that.
I didn't put it anywhere. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Well, I don't know. Maybe I have special abilities.
You must.
Wait, I'm checking, and I'm just looking at myself on, I'm Googling myself, and no, I don't. I don't have a special ability. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where
California.
You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. So are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching, you can go hiking in Yosemite, and then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want, they got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go anytime, anywhere. Endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money. Or you can go after their fortune, changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile phone didn't miss a beat.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check out brunch.
That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile. Okay. That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's very cool. I love that you do that. And I love that. I mean, are you one of these people that's going to do this just for the long haul, do you think? Is this?
I hope so. So I jump with people that are like in their 80s and are still skydiving. So Whoa. You can do it for a long time.
The first President Bush, George H.W. Bush,
yeah.
He did it every year on his birthday yeah. into his 90s.
I know.
I mean, towards the end, I think parts of him were falling off as he came out of the plane.
They would just lose it in the...
Yeah, no, he lost an arm and a leg and they'd have to go walk through a cornfield and get it and sew it back on. But he was still happy as a clam. He was really delighted.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd just be a torso that would land and he'd be like, yay! And then they'd sew him back. That's incredible. That's absolutely... now... Can I ask another question, which is it rare, is this a male-dominated industry for the most part, or are there a lot more and more women doing it, being instructors in skydiving?
Yeah, it's starting to swing, you know, more even. So women only make up 13% of the skydiving population, so there's not very many of us. Right. And in the history of the world, there's only been 348 female tandem instructors.
Oh, wow. You are an elite group. Wow. That's very cool.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty elite. What would your...
It's the history of skydiving, but I like to say the history of the world because it makes it sound better.
I know. Yes. In the history of the world, right. I just hiccuped. hey, I have a question, Brittany, which is you can read people. How do you think I would do? I've never skydived before. If I came to sign up and you knew me or you know me as well as you know me, how do you think I would do?
I think you would do okay. I mean, you're very tall, so that's a big consideration because you have a lot more body than I do, so you can control the wind more.
So that's a plus.
It's a plus if you do it right, but it's if you're on the front of me and you're doing all sorts of crazy stuff, you're going to outfly me, you know? So you have to really...
Well, I would be flailing a lot.
Yeah,
as we
right,
fell.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I'm just telling you right now, I'd be flailing and you'd be behind me, right?
Yes. And nobody could see me because I'm small. So
right.
You know, you're tall.
They wouldn't see yeah. you. People would think I was parachuting alone. I'm so
right.
tall and
which
gangly.
Which would be cool for you.
Right. But I can tell you a few things for a fact. One, my arms and legs would be flailing wildly. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. I would be shrieking.
Not like
a yee-haw shriek, but a shriek of impending doom.
Right, right.
Crying.
And I would be trying to reach back and claw at you. I'd be trying to physically claw and attack you because the fear part of my brain, which is not reasonable, would be blaming you and wanting to kill you. You
right.
know what I mean? That's just
I get
that's just
it.
Honest.
I get it.
That's just
yeah.
honest.
No, I get it. And you know what? The honesty is helpful because then I can prepare for it and just like knock you out before we get out or whatever.
Yeah, you should bring many. It would be your first dive that you ever did with a powerful syringe of horse tranquilizer.
Yes. Right.
And
just
so,
as we get out the door.
When I would land. Now, when you land, how hard do you land? I've heard it's like you can hurt yourself. When you land, it's like you're going, it's like jumping off what, a 10-foot wall or an 8-foot wall or something?
So not anymore. Back when we jumped with the round chutes, that's how
yeah.
it was. But now they fly a lot more forwards. There's a lot of forward speed. And we just slide in on our butts and it's actually quite soft.
Okay. Okay. I
it's
think
like
World
really
War
nice...
in World War II, a lot of
yes.
people, they jump out of planes and they'd break their leg when they landed because if you didn't do it just right, it was
right.
nasty.
But yeah,
now
you're coming
it's
straight down.
And what's your biggest fear of something that you might land in accidentally when you land? Like, let's just say you get blown off course. What's the thing you would least want to land in?
So I have never had this experience, but other people have. If you land in, you know, you look for a field if you're not going to land at the airport. And sometimes there's bulls or like other aggressive animals. Oh. And apparently that's not a great place to land.
Can you imagine being a bull and you're in a bad mood anyway, and then this jackass just falls out of the sky and lands right. and knocks over your water trough? So what are they that, can you land and then you're attacked immediately, right?
Right, exactly. Like you survive the skydive and then you get killed by a bull.
Oh.
I would love to, if I got blown off course, I would want to land at a big festive occasion like a wedding that was pretty
right?
fancy.
Because everybody know? Gets so excited to see you.
Well, also, I'd want to smash into a bunch of stuff, like
oh,
a cake.
Too. Yeah.
You know, I would love to land on someone's wedding during a pretty important part, smash into the cake, knock over all the wine.
Right.
Slam into the, you know, the bride and the groom.
Oh.
Just, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then get up and act like you guys ruined my skydiving joke.
Right.
Totally have like an
it
attitude
was their
about
fault.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
If you come to a tandem with me, we can find a wedding and we'll do that.
Okay. You know, I have never gone skydiving before.
Right.
And I have to admit, it terrifies me. But if I did it, I would want to do it with you. I really would.
Thank you.
No,
thank
you seem very cool and I would trust you 100%. And you also seem very, very funny. I think we'd have a good time.
Well, thank you. I think we would too.
Yeah. I want to reserve a slot with you if I do it.
Okay. All right.
I'm not saying 100% I'm going to do it.
No, that's okay.
Pretty sure I'm going to do something embarrassing. It's going to be embarrassing.
The flailing and, you know.
The flailing and the shrieking. And you're probably going to make, I know you, you're going to have one of those GoPros on.
Yes.
And you are going to get all the footage of me begging for my life, cursing you out,
yes.
shrieking.
The crying.
Yeah. Yelling at God,
right.
saying I blame God.
Right.
Just completely breaking down as a human being, becoming a child, babbling, crying, soiling myself. And then you would probably, you would put that online. I know you would.
Well, yeah, it would go viral, so.
Well, it was really nice talking. Oh, hey, I think you have a question. Do you have a question for me?
Yes. Yeah. So I've been watching you for a long time. Obviously, you've spent a lot of time doing visual comedy and, you know, on television.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have, this is a more audio-centered mm-hmm. medium. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, what are the big differences in performing in those two mediums and which you like better?
You know, it's funny. I don't necessarily prefer one to the other, but I know that I'm going to have to get visual performing back into my life because I love using my body and my face to make people laugh as well.
Yeah.
And one of the things I love about the podcast is that it's opened up this whole new dimension to me of, first of all, instead of talking to, you know, celebrities for 6-minute chunks and then going to commercial, I'm talking to people for 45, 50 minutes. I love that. But I also love that I truly do love meeting people and finding out what they're up to. And so the fact that I can talk to you in Buffalo, talk to someone else in Cairo, literally talk to anybody anywhere in the world who's picked up on what we're doing and wants to chat, I find that to be electrifying. I absolutely love it. But I do miss the part where I use this God-given strange body to make people chuckle. And so I will figure out a way to work that back in. So that's coming. I wouldn't say that I prefer, I guess if I really had to say which one do I prefer, I would say, well, being in front of an audience and being able to use everything all at once, your mind, your overly long legs, your foreshortened torso, your ridiculous hair, and your sad face to make people laugh all at once. That's pretty cool. That's really fun when it works. So I will get back to that. I will find a way to get back to that. But that's a very good question. I like it.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want you to stay safe. I know you will. Keep being safe. And I will find you. I will track you down in Buffalo. And I think we'll jump. But if I jump, I'm going to do it with you.
Okay. All right. I'll hold you to it.
All right. What does that mean? You gonna?
How I don't
you
know. It's ominous. I wanted to end it with a threat.
How are you gonna enforce that? No, my word is my bond. Well, Brittany, really cool talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
And
very
I can't
much.
Believe I randomly came up with your husband's name.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
that's just nuts. Chet. Chad.
That's crazy.
Chad.
Now you get it wrong.
Now I get it wrong. I know. I was so proud of myself, and then I blew it by getting it wrong. All right. Well, I will see you. I will see you soon.
Okay.
And we're going to – how fast do we plummet? What's the maximum velocity?
120 miles an hour.
Oh, man. No. I do that on the freeway every day. All right. We'll talk to you later. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.